Hello, everybody. Happy BravoCon week. We're headed to Vegas this weekend for BravoCon 2023. Are we excited?
Woohoo! Yeah, I'm more excited about this one being in Vegas than New York last year.
You know, I'm going to get a lot of people coming for me when I say this. I love New York, but I don't love New York at the same time. I love New York. However, like there's something that happens to me, and it's since I've gotten sober, right? Where I'm just like very aware of how I feel. Mm. And there's something about that city never shutting down that gives me the most anxiety ever.
Really?
Yes.
I like the thought of New York, but I do like the thought. When I was there, I liked opening the window at like 4 a.m. and just like, you know, you just couldn't sleep. And then just everyone's up. You're like, all right, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like New York in New York City in autumn. I mean, that is like perfection.
Is autumn fall?
Yeah. Sometimes I switch it when I want to say sound fancy.
Is that the bougie word for?
Heard autumn in such a long time.
Classy bitch over here.
You're a classy upstate New Yorker, aren't you?
Hello.
Pinky out.
Hello. So I'm very excited that it's just like a quick 38-minute flight.
Yeah.
You know?
That's also why I'm excited.
Why? Because the flight?
Yeah. Close.
Close and quick.
Close, quick. I mean, like everything is in a very, there's not a lot of driving, right? Like everything is right there. I'm curious to see how it's going to be versus like in New York.
Mm.
Because in New York, you ran into all the Bravo celebrities because we're all in the same hotel. It's tiny because there's not a lot of room for massive hotels in New York City. Vegas, it's like, am I going to be bumping into a lot of people? Because literally in New York, we're all like on the same floor. Like every single floor is filled with Bravo Labs.
Mm-hmm.
Is it different? Are you guys all in different hotels now or on different floors?
That's what I don't know because these hotels are massive. I know that me and my cast are all at the same hotel. I think they put a few different shows at other hotels, I think. But that's like the most fun of all is like in the morning getting ready and then like getting a text from your hair girl being like, hey girl, I'm kind of running behind. Can you run to suite whatever? And you like go in and like so-and-so's getting their makeup done. She's finishing up so-and-so's hair. And you just like, that's the most fun where you have like your coffee in the morning.
Aww.
That's my favorite.
Fun.
And then you enter the freaking circus of BravoCon.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
You're going to kill it.
I know.
Excited.
She always kills it.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay, so a lot has gone on since we've been on the pod because I think we had to pre-record. I celebrated. I did make it to 5 years of sobriety.
Woo!
Thank you very much. We celebrated at Chili's. It was freaking fantastic.
Whoop, whoop.
You both surprised me with like a cute little party. I just thought we were going to show up to Chili's and like eat some queso and call it a day. But there were like flowers and balloons and my friends and family.
It was fun.
It was a ton of fun. And Chili's just, I'm from Utah. Like, we grew up on chain restaurants,
mm-hmm.
but Chili's always just hit different. I knew it was going to be good night when mom and dad were like, we're thinking of just going to Chili's for dinner tonight.
Oh, queso. Immediately. That's all I thought
the
about.
The black cake, though, which was not made by Chili's. Did we talk about this?
I watched everyone eat the black cake, including my child, and looking like they had just eaten tar. And
yes.
Was like, you know what? I think I'm okay. But I heard that cake was phenomenal.
Bomb. But all of the cakes were. I wish
I had the red velvet.
So good. I didn't have the black cake, but Kyle did. And he said the next day, he was like, I almost took myself to the hospital because.
Did you hear about Ocean? After she ate the black cake?
Well, just to make it clear, not because the cake was amazing. There wasn't, but because of the frosting color.
Shit
was a different color.
Stassi texted me and was like, have you seen Ocean's poop this morning?
Yeah.
I was like, yes. And Beau wasn't there, so he looked at Hartford's poop and thought she ate paint at school. We all had to remind ourselves, oh, it's that cake that was slapping last night.
Wild.
But before we celebrated that, Easton and I went with our older brother and our sister-in-law and our niece and nephew to Palm Springs. We haven't seen them. They still live in Utah. We haven't seen them in, I want to say like a year and a half.
You
have, Easton. You've seen them
before,
but I haven't seen them in like a year and a half. we spent time in Palm Springs. It was the most amazing Palm Springs trip. I didn't have my phone at all. Easton was feeling sick. Why don't we talk about our first dinner that we had, Easton?
Oh, yeah.
The one where Let's you sipped hear. Scissor before.
So, wow. Coming down, well, we did the live shows.
Okay, yeah.
And I was feeling sick. And so I went to the
store. Like a little sniffly.
Like okay. a little.
Yeah. Little coffee, you know, a little
obviously
sniffle.
Now, okay. Feeling great. But so I wanted to have a decent night. My head was pounding. I couldn't breathe. So I was like, I'm just going to drink half of the dose. Mm-hmm. So I drank half of the dose. I shouldn't have drank half the dose. I couldn't remember anything.
Did you put it on ice and mix it with Sprite?
No. I just drank it like a shot.
Oh, okay.
You know, in like the cup.
Yeah.
I should have done that. I guess. Getting me off.
We had two separate tables at dinner, and Easton was like,
remember that?
He was like, Lauren, where even am I right now? And I was like, we're at dinner. What the fuck is wrong with you? And he's like, I drank the scissor. And I was like, you're on fucking lean right now? What are you talking about? Where there's like children around. And he's like, obviously, he was just trying to feel better. It's not like he's freaking Lil Wayne
right.
getting
yeah.
like, high.
It was a half of a thing, and it did that to me. So
you took a half. That is
half
wild.
Of a thing, and it knocked me.
You out.
And here's the thing: like, the bathroom was not in the restaurant; it was like across the way.
Okay.
And you were in just like a toffee shop, and so I felt like everything was a dream. It was nuts. I was like, "Where am I?"
He was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm at Willy Wonka's Toffee Factory."
So it was just like I don't know what was going on.
Having my niece London, who's like. I think nine built-in babysitter.
No. So good.
I think
she's like
11.
9 or 10. No.
She's 11. Yeah, I remember that because I said, oh, you're a year away from actually being able to watch children because I think 12 is the age.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I was like, wow, you're just like
oh,
1 year
like
of actually
never
doing
gets
it.
Older for me. I'm like, she's been nine in my mind
forever.
For like 100 years.
Drayson is isn't Drayson 15? I
yeah.
think he's 13 for some reason.
Yeah,
and
what
I always
is that?
Think she's just... nine. They don't, I don't know.
And they grow up so fast. I have an ocean story for you guys.
Yes.
So the other day I'm on my phone and you know, she's at that age where, like, I don't like being on my phone around her because she sees it and she clocks it, right? But something happened and I needed to make a podcast note. So I got on my phone and she comes up to me. You need to put your phone away. And I was like, all right, give me one sec. I got to make an OC note. And she goes, put your phone down. I need to talk to you about something. I was like... What do you need to talk to me about? And yes, my child does speak like a New Yorker. All right. She goes, I need to talk to you about roller coasters. I was like, all right, what about him? She goes, you ever been on a roller coaster? I said, I have. Because she's remembering you and I. She goes,
we're on Jack Jack.
Well, no. The other one, the Matterhorn.
Oh.
She goes, the one you went on, you get wet? You get wet on that roller coaster?
When you said stars, they're just like us. We were in the line for it.
You're in the line.
I can't believe she remembers that, though.
She remembers because you look at the Matterhorn and there's like a waterfall.
Right.
So she's been thinking about this, you guys, for a couple weeks.
This has been on her mind. And in that moment, she said, put your phone down. I'm ready to talk about it.
She's like, we got to talk about if you get wet on the roller coaster. Yeah. Yeah.
Took
Why
her 3 weeks
she...
to bring it up, though.
Well, it was time. Why is she the cutest
on her.
And the smartest? Like this morning when I was trying to break into the office when we forgot the key, I was trying to break in and like pick the lock. And she was watching for a sec. And then she says, let me try. And I said, all right. And she did exactly what I was doing. I took a video of it. She was putting a paperclip in there, jiggling it around. And then she jiggled the handle. And yeah. I was like, okay, this is good. That's how you break in. Let me teach you the things.
Lovely.
Wow.
I was about to say, should we
be a cat burglar?
You're going to be outside on everyone's car.
I know. She's a genius.
By the way, Jess.
What?
Speaking of cat burglar, that leads me to costumes and dressing up. Did we have a happy Halloween?
We did have a happy Halloween. Did you? Oh, and Easton went out too.
Yeah, you went out last night.
I went out last night.
Woof. She invited me. I went to the app.
It was like the loon people were there, right?
Eli from Loon was there, but it wasn't a Loon party. Dave, our friend Dave, was there.
I saw him taking a little shot ski.
He did a shot, the ice luge.
Ice luge.
And then he was it was pouring down and he missed it. And I said, Dave, you missed it. And he was like, oh no. And he went to go back in and he hit his nose on the ice, blood.
Wait, did he get blood on the ice?
No, I don't think so, but it hit. And then he looked at me and he's like, is it bleeding? And I didn't know what to say. And so I was just like, no. And then someone next to him was like, you're bleeding, man. So it was fun. It wasn't a Loon. It was I dressed up as a groom.
I'm gonna throw up at the blood.
I'm sorry. He was the ET guy. Eli? No, that's not his name. Benny? Who's the guy with the ET in the bike?
I don't know.
Whatever. It's on the movie.
ET's friend.
It was fun. It was fun. Loved your makeup, and I wanted to know, did you do it?
No, she was in.
No, I was driving home from Palm Springs.
No way. So you were a skeleton.
I was half-assed. Yeah.
It was great.
Who did the paint on you?
Yeah.
My boy Calvin.
Oh, Calvin Cobb?
Yeah.
Calvin Cobb from Funny Story.
Okay, yeah. Let's hear it.
Funny story about Calvin Cobb. So I see this hot guy who keeps appearing on my Instagram. Not anymore. This happened a while ago. And I'm like, who is this hot guy? Well, in his bio, he has that he was on season something of Love Island or whatever, US. I'm like, all right, never seen it. But like, let's see if he has a hot voice. Because you couldn't really Google him. He must have gotten voted off pretty early. So I look him up, right? Calvin is on this guy's season. So it's the only reason. How random that the one time I decide to dip my toe into Love Island.
Yeah.
And Calvin Cobb is on it. And Easton's like now friends with this guy. He's so cute and so nice. But the guy who I thought was hot, I'm not going to drop his name. I decide one night, this was a while ago. It was on February 14th, right? I'm with Katie in New York. I'm like, I'm just going to slide in the DM. I slide in his DM.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Wow, we're getting DM'd right now. This is I don't think she's ever done this before.
I love this because I didn't hear about this.
Well, I could not believe that this is like what happens in the DMs. I was like, whoa, we're like definitely
getting ready.
Abrupt. This is what I say. I say to him like, hi. I think I sent a chef's this again.
Right. Looking good.
Yeah. He says back to me. Keep in mind, first message ever. He says to me, you slide in my DM, you must be trying to get in trouble. And I was like, send another emoji, this face.
Yeah, I like that one.
Probably. He goes, you better stop playing before I come over there and blow your back out.
Oh!
Really?
Did it work?
No, you took all the fun out of it.
What fun were you putting?
Fucking messages.
You got but straight to the point.
Yeah. You did, and I did send my number after that.
Because here's the thing, so you're going to get mad at him, but the thing, you're saying you just got to the point. What is a man to do off of two fucking emojis? You're giving him nothing, so
that's
he's like,
true.
All right, fuck it. I'm just going to say I'll blow your back
I'll
out.
I'll blow your back out.
Because what am I to? Do you want to go to dinner? You're getting what? I got two fucking emojis. What is a guy to do?
What is a guy to do?
The same thing. I'd have been like, all right, do you want to send a nude or something? What's going on here?
Okay, let me see your tits.
Let me get a word.
I guess.
Let me see your
flick your nipple or something for me.
Flick your nipple, no! But it also worked, though, La. He got your number.
I know. What? I could never in a million years ever send that to a girl and be like, that'll work.
Let me blow your back out? Well, by the way, spoiler alert, he never got to.
What would you have liked him to say?
Like Easton said, what does one say?
That's what I'm saying.
To a chef's kiss hand and a smirk.
Yeah.
Literally, what does one say?
Chef's kiss is your heart.
I also may have sent him the squirt emoji. So Easton and I talk about this all the time, though. We're always like, we just want to find someone who's cool that we can kick it with. And the moment that like we meet someone who like, we're texting and then it never goes past texting. It's like, this person's lame. They're not like, when are we going to meet up? But then the people who are like, I'd love to take you to dinner. I'm like, oh no.
Right.
Oh no.
Right.
People are
face
like,
face to face. It's going too fast.
Right. If we bump into each other out and about, mwah.
Yeah.
The best.
But if you were planning on seeing each other, too much anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's how I know Calvin Cobb, and that's who did his face makeup.
It looked so good with the hair and everything. It looked really good.
I don't know what to do with it now. It's doing but with the costume, it looked pretty great.
Are you
dressing up, La? So this will be coming out on Wednesday after Halloween.
I may be an alien. I may just like grab an eyeliner and draw some whiskers and a freaking nose.
I went to a Halloween store, FYI, on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It was around the block.
No.
Where was this?
To get into like the Halloween, I don't know what.
Like, absolutely not. What, like Party City or something?
So that's why I literally just drew on my face. I was going to go get a costume.
Yeah.
It was in, we asked the dude at the back, we were like, how long is the wait, do you know? And they were like, it's about an hour and 30. I said, no fucking way.
Not for Halloween, honey. No. Did you use black eyeliner?
Calvin just brought everything because he painted his face and then he painted my other buddy Lennon's face.
If Ocean would leave her face, then I would.
You'd paint it?
Paint it.
Okay.
I was thinking about
that
because
I would leave it.
When we went to the pumpkin patch, I saw kids getting their face painted. And I was going to bring it up to her. And then I just remembered every time we paint her nails, she can't even keep that on.
Yeah. She has me paint her nails and literally has me paint them to pick them off. And then she'll go, I didn't pick them off. I'm like, you did because they're gone. You did pick them off because they ain't painted anymore.
Because they're gone.
Because they're gone.
Is that your, really quick and then I'm done with Halloween, but I'm just curious. What is your, both of you, your favorite Halloween costume ever?
When I was a blue M&M. Actually, no, I lied. When I was, my mom dressed me up as a dentist and I wore like the dentist lab coat or whatever it's called and had glasses on and all the little tools. And but then I wore Billy Bob teeth that were all fucked up. You know, the ones that you put in and they're like all messed up.
That's hilarious. Your mom's a comedian.
She is?
Yeah, that's so funny.
I liked that costume.
I would wear that now.
Yeah.
I remember that. The Billy Bob teeth, isn't that it?
Yeah, like you just like put them in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Billy Bob teeth. I think that's what they were called. Yeah.
What about you, Easton?
I like the blue M&M. I was that one year.
You were?
I think I took it after you.
Yeah, we've all been a blue M&M. Yeah.
She had it, and then I liked it. I'll just be that next year, because I really didn't care. But then my mom got me, my favorite one, I think, was either Darth Vader, because like the helmet was legit.
Yeah. Oh, the helmet was legit.
Remember that thing?
Yeah.
Or I liked the scream, and you pumped the heart, and like the blood would drip through the face.
I loved that mask. It was so cool.
Yeah, and you were just like in a black thing, so there's no effort.
Filthy.
They don't make them like they don't make costumes like they used to.
No, they don't.
Not at all. Mm-mm. Did you see Ocean as a silly goose?
Are you
my favorite?
Kidding me?
Mom was telling everyone at CAA that she was a silly duck.
Oh. Lisa.
She had to call me to tell me that on her way out. She goes, I feel so embarrassed.
She called me twice.
I didn't answer the first time, didn't answer the second, and immediately called her back. And she goes, I had to tell you, I was so embarrassed. I was calling her a silly duck. I go, didn't it say it on her shirt? And she goes, no, it just said silly. Like, either one works.
Yeah, like the little goose thing on with just like a white leotard and a white tutu. And then it said, hi, my name's Silly.
She was so cute. She was so cute walking around, getting her little candy, trick-or-treating. By the way, I got home. My purse was absolutely filled with candy. I opened the Gucci bag and Kyle was like, are you okay? Because I was taking it all out and it piled up.
Filled to the brim.
Well, now you got
the Gucci was filled to the brim.
The Gucci was filled with Snickers and Reese's. And I apologize for that CAA because I didn't realize how much I took.
You deserve more.
It was for the children.
Well, I look like a child, so it's fine. It was fine.
Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cash back. I love seeing those Rakuten cash back deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. All right, I want to deep dive into a couple things. All right, Mauricio and his Dancing with the Stars partner seen holding hands. The part of me watching this, seeing this, and by the way, this was pre-BH premiered, right?
Got it.
I think it's for publicity.
Yeah.
I don't think it's real. I don't think that they've, like, had some sort of, like, love story behind the scenes of, like, dancing and, touching each other's body and doing the salsa together. I just don't see that being, like, you're the one for me.
But you're connected. You guys are sharing this stress. It's like you say with jujitsu and it getting you horny. I think his is for publicity, 100%, but
I think he wants to win. Is that what it is?
Yes, but I definitely see people, like, falling for each other over that. Just like actors fall for actors over roles. It's like you're touching them, and it's like you're sharing these moments.
Okay.
But how often has it happened on Dancing with the Stars? Like, how many has it ever happened?
I don't know. I have to look that up.
It's like something that has happened.
But other pictures
look like.
Don't you think he just wants the marble ball trophy?
The marble ball. What'd you call it the other day? The Mirabal or something. It was Mirabelle.
What's it called?
It's like a mirror ball or something. But to your point, when Bobby Bones was on the season, I'm pretty sure he said, I hope this was him. If not, sorry. But he said, like, it's not about the best dancer. It's about the people who want to see you win. It's about the people who call you in. So it's hinted at if you've got a cute little relationship or something where people are like, oh my God, this could be love. They want to see you
They'll
win, so they call.
Oh.
So that's why I think it's publicity.
So you're kind of playing, okay. So you're
playing the
fans
audience.
To vote for you.
The Mirabelle.
Oh, what's it called?
I think it's Mirror Ball.
Oh, Mirror Ball.
Ball. Yes, like Mirror Ball, like disco ball. It was so funny. I think I might be wrong. Let me see. Dancing with the Stars.
What
trophy.
Is the trophy called that you win on Dancing with the Stars?
If it's the Mirabelle, I'm going to.
Mirror Ball Trophy.
Mirror Ball.
Len Goodman Mirror Ball.
Okay.
Oh, see, then I thought I was saying it wrong. I thought it was Mirabelle Trophy.
No, Mirror
and
Ball.
Then I thought it was marble. Made of marble. Is it?
No.
It's made of mirrors.
I think it's like a disco ball type.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. We think it's for publicity.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I can't get enough of Beverly Hills Hotel. Beverly Hills Hotel. Real Housewives of Beverly
that
Hills.
Too.
That too. But literally, so fucking good.
So
did
good.
You guys watch it?
watched most of it, but then I did a deep dive on Kyle. And because then I was like, because then I started watching all the Watch What Happens Live clips and like, but anyway.
Okay, yes. Tell me your thoughts, because I think everyone's excited when Beverly Hills comes back.
Yeah.
But this season, especially, because we're talking about like Kyle and Mauricio were like goals, mm-hmm. right? And yes, I live in LA. I've heard rumblings for a while about Mauricio. And now I know where there's smoke, there's fire. But there are crazy people who just make shit up. And Mauricio is very hot. Mm-hmm. So I could see people making up that they hooked up with him. But tell me your thoughts before we deep dive.
I just have a couple quick. Number one, I was surprised to hear that Kyle was the one who called it off. Maybe I shouldn't be, but I was. Number two, I thought this could be a situation where they're like, not midlife crisis, but they need to go and they'll come back to each other. Cause like you said, they were goals. They're done. Like I'm 100% convinced they're done.
I think she's checked out.
Yeah.
I think
she is. And like the tattoo thing, which was weird.
By the way, loved that scene and how he kept going, love Bean.
Yeah.
Love Bean. And her eyes just like.
But he said, I won't allow it.
Yeah. And she's like, go fuck yourself.
Yes.
Kyle was so incredibly sexy.
Yeah.
This episode. And I think it's because she's kind of looking at him like, I don't fucking need you. Mm-hmm.
It's like
you know?
Confidence.
It's the confidence where like he had made all of this money, right? And it's just how it works sometimes. Like the mom goes out and works, but ultimately she's got to be a mama and raise a family. And the dad kind of goes out and works or does whatever he's doing. Now their kids are grown and he looks sad.
Mm-hmm.
Sad and very large new teeth. And she looks, I just love the attitude where she's like, I have 5 tattoos and you don't want me to have any more and you thought I only had 2. So fuck off.
And even then seeing that, I was like, how does he not? I was like, they're done. They're done. They're two separate people.
How do you
people.
Not even know? I mean,
how do you not know?
That's my biggest thing. It's like, well, haven't you seen her in the shower? Haven't you seen
no.
her?
No,
like,
I don't
if
think
you like
long
somebody,
time.
I knew exactly what, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was weird for me. And for him to keep just like, I don't know, he's just going to keep digging holes. Or he just felt like every time he'd say something, it was just digging a bigger hole. Mm. And it's like, dude, there's a point you can shut up, man.
Yeah.
Well, it was very awkward. Even her going into his study.
I got secondhand embarrassment.
For him?
Yeah.
I know. She's not fucking around.
No.
She de-sacked him.
Yeah.
So badass. So a lot of people, I'm gonna tie this back in at some point. A lot of people are saying, and it's happened with BH, it's happened with Southern Charm now, which is also fantastic because we're going to deep dive into Southern Charm as well. But they're drawing these parallels, right? And they're now coining like, oh, Mauricio and Kyle and Austin and Taylor on Southern Charm. Everyone's trying to get their Scandoval moment. Number one, like Scandoval was crazy, right? It was the perfect storm. But this shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said it. When you have people who get comfortable in relationships, friendships, and then you add alcohol, like it's just easier to fuck, you know? Like Scandoval was not, it was the perfect storm on how it was happening, but it wasn't some like,
I think it was so
this
great.
Has never happened ever. Right. I mean, I've had this happen in my family where I won't out anyone, but someone had a best friend and the woman was confiding in her best friend about her husband cheating. And he was cheating with this woman. And they're still together. The friend.
Wild.
It's wait, wild. And this is in my family.
Okay. So the one he cheated on her with, they're still together.
Scandoval, yes. Yeah.
Got it.
I think Scandoval is so like intriguing because you can go
back and watch.
And that's why it's like, now it's like you can put, it's almost like a TV, I mean, obviously, but it's like it was a scripted show and now you're going back and like watching it and like, oh my gosh, they touched a little. How did I not see that?
Right.
So I think
the
that's
Easter
why
eggs
such,
people are calling
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect
so that's what I mean is Scandoval was so mind blowing because of that aspect of things. And it happened while our show was only mid-season. So you knew the outcome and then got to watch with us all of these crazy moments of us putting things together and not really knowing if it was real or not, and then it coming out. So it was the perfect storm. However, people on the internet are so crazy that they think that all of these shows, even Carl and Lindsay from Winter or Summer House, everyone's saying all these other shows are trying to get their Scandoval moment. You guys, people cheat, people break up. Scandoval was not the first, and it certainly will not be the last. But also I saw that people are saying Kyle's interview look, where she's in red, her first one, red cutouts, that she's trying to lean further into her Scandoval moment. And that's where I'm like, okay, you guys, we got to stop.
Yeah.
We got to stop. Ariana didn't invent the red cutout dress. She certainly did not invent the cheating, being cheated on. All right? Yeah. Like, at some point, we got to reel it in. I mean, I, even when I went to Vanderpump Dogs Gala, wore that cutout dress, everyone was like, you're trying to copy Ariana. Actually, that was my reunion dress look, and I wasn't able to wear it anymore. That's actually what really happened. And I just had the dress and was like, where the fuck am I ever going to wear this? So I guess to the gala.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to wear it to? The Brent Shapiro Foundation?
Tits out.
No! Like, literally, it's so crazy to see people online go so wild over, like, you're trying to recreate something. You're trying to recreate Scandoval off of a fucking interview look with some cutouts. Like, no one's ever worn cut out anything before Scandoval. Have I gone mad?
No.
Gone insane?
The story
Someone please
made me
tell
on.
Me.
No, the story made me yawn of how crazy people are.
People?
You're not crazy. I yawned over it.
Trying, yeah. No.
Aye.
Jessica's looking at me like, shut the fuck up. You're going to get written
she's,
about.
No, she's mind-numbed from the story as well of these people, and I'm yawning.
No, but really.
You're not crazy. No. I think people like to stretch for stuff.
What?
And it's just
the stretching.
The elastigirling to these assumptions.
Reaching. Oh,
the
my God.
The reaching is beyond. Okay, so let's circle back to some other news in Housewives, speaking of. I love when it clicks, you guys, on my notes, and the only person making notes in our group notes is me.
Hold on here.
We don't want to throw you
this,
out. Let's
say this online. Yeah, let's throw this.
It.
Okay,
let's
so here's it. What we do, and I know you do it too.
Yeah.
We don't like to throw your notes off because you like, here's the thing, you're the showrunner, right?
Yes.
So you're going through your notes.
Like that.
So what I'm going to do, or what we do, is I have my own notes for your notes.
Yes.
I don't need you to have my notes. So, like, when you're bringing up a topic, I now know my notes in it. There's no reason for you to know them. So when you're making edits, just to let you know, like, when it's letting us know that edits are happening, I'm going into my own notes and making my own edits.
Yeah, so we're looking at your notes just to stay on topic of the show.
Because I'm the boss.
Yes, and then we have our own side notes. Yeah. We're not going to filthy it up with our filthy notes.
Yeah.
Don't filthy it up.
Yeah, so then when you, like, go to a certain subject, like, my notes are just scattered.
Yeah.
So that, but when you bring it up, I just know where mine is, and then you can just go down to mine.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, like I'm not over here just hoping and praying that I'm getting it together. We got some notes going.
We got some side notes.
I have, if I had my laptop, I'd turn it, but I have like a picture of all like the New York Housewives and then like Orange County in my notes with the names above them because I'm so bad with names. So
really?
I have to put a face to it.
I'm better, way better with faces.
Faces.
But for some reason, with Housewives, I can learn names in 2 seconds.
Well, yeah, but you love it. You're good at it. It's your work.
That's
you know?
True.
Yeah.
In other Housewives news, it has come out that, are we good on BH? I feel like everyone mostly cares about
Mauricio and Kyle.
Yeah.
So what I've gathered from this episode, it was the first one. Also, it's going to be very interesting to see Erica Jane and Dorit.
Mm-hmm. Dorit and PK. Did we talk about that? Oh,
Dorit and...
Sorry.
What about it?
Well, the wasn't it on Watch What Happens Live? Like, hasn't it come out? I was just looking at clips, but Dorit and PK, like, a caller called in and said to Kyle and someone else, did you hear that they're living, Dorit or PK's living in a hotel? Did you see any of this?
Okay, yes, I saw some of it on IG.
Yes, how do you feel about that? Because that's another one where a lot of people are, like, not shocked, but I'm like, I'm
a little shocked.
Yeah.
I thought that they had a really beautiful relationship.
Me too.
The thing is, relationships are freaking hard.
Yeah.
Now you throw people into a city that is toxic as fuck. Mm-hmm. And then you're putting their real lives onto a television show. It's very intense. Mm-hmm. But during that, the interview with Sutton, where she said, I haven't heard any rumors about PK. The only rumor I've heard is when he got his DUI, there was another woman in the car. Teddy Mellencamp then said on Watch What Happens Live, coming from a woman who keeps vodka in her fucking purse, I read the police report, PK was alone. So there we go. I don't know.
Okay.
That is shocking.
Yeah.
But relationships are tough, and it's always sad when there's little kids involved.
I know.
You know, it's almost easier to split when they're infants because then they don't know any different. Mm-hmm. But to have to, like, like, I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on. Shannon Bedore, DUI. Her blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit. She's been charged with, obviously, the DUI and then hit and run.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many drinks or shots does it take?
Well, it depends on your body if it's 3 times, but that is, what do they say? Two to four drinks gets you to the DUI. So if it's 3 times, you would think she has close to 12?
Oof.
Or equivalent.
I'm bad with numbers. Yeah. All I know is 3 times sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
If I'm times in 0.08 by 3.
Yeah.
Seems like we're above the legal limits.
How do you times 3? I'd be just asleep in someone's front yard.
Yeah,
she was. She was. After she took it out,
But with the run,
it's the craziest shit to watch that video hitting the house, backing up, and taking off. Like what?
I couldn't even.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Parking the car and walking the dog like nothing happened. I don't mean to laugh, but like, what the fuck?
It's so wild that
you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
But we did hear that she is also very affected by that, of course, negatively, and is working on it, hopefully, fingers crossed.
I think we all were told, I read mm-hmm. it, that she was like really doing work on herself at a facility, which, amazing. Thank God no one was hurt that night.
Right.
Sorry, just whenever I'm talking and I have an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. When I get uncomfortable
I
laugh because it's the only thing that – it's like a defense mechanism that, like, can keep me away from, like, that bad issue.
Or I go like this, which I'm
doing. You do.
Very your
really
phone.
Underneath?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Talking about that.
I laugh, too. No, I laugh, too, during stuff like that.
Because I'm telling you, everyone's in a very sensitive state right now.
Yeah.
You cannot win.
I feel very, has everybody else felt very weird this week? I feel like Halloween has gotten a hold of me.
We're in between eclipses, you guys. You're not crazy. Everyone is dealing with either like a depression or anxiety or some weird shit going on or like, and that's what I'm hearing.
I feel very heavy and emotional.
There
anybody
we go.
Else?
Yes. 100%.
100%. All right.
And can I tell you, it's to the point where I'm like, I want to fall off the map. I want no one to know who I am. I don't want to be written about. I don't want to be spoken about. I want to move to Palm Springs. I want you all to fucking forget me. Mm-hmm. Don't talk about me. Mm-hmm. Leave me alone. I'm going to shut the fuck up. It's very weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
It's a weird time, and I've never ever been the one, oh, we're in between eclipses, like, but this is real. It's like, everyone's feeling the same way. There's something behind that.
Something behind it, and I'm not freaking digging it.
Yeah.
So I have 2 game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require 0 glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? 0 mess. 1 step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours.
The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Did we watch New York? Reunions?
Yeah. I watched the first 30 minutes of the second.
Love them. This is not a jab. They're very sensitive compared to the OGs. Mm-hmm. Very sensitive and very emotional. Mm-hmm. Very high emotion. It's heavy. Mm-hmm. It's heavy, the stuff that they talk about. The one thing that I want to touch on is I was actually mind blown at how Aaron and Cy were gaslighting Jessel. I don't care what you say, Easton. Those two girls were little catty bitches, and I've been there. I've been a catty bitch a million and one times.
Also, I can say, people have been catty. I don't love Jessel, but I can also say, you're being a bitch to Jessel.
They were absolutely insinuating that her husband was creeping around on her, and then she confronts them at the reunion, and they're like, we never said that. And it's like, no.
No, you said it.
You're not going to play this game with me. You may have never said he's absolutely cheating on her, but you both laughed and insinuated that he was creeping around. I mean, that's a long time to have in Vietnam.
But so did I. Yeah. I said it was, I was like, why is it? But
it's fine. Guess what? Yeah. You're not on a show with them.
That's also not the point. It's that they were gaslighting her. Yes.
Yeah. No, but I did. I also was feeling for Jessel on that.
And I now see why Bryn was like, oh, afterwards our group texts were like, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, well, yeah, no shit. Because remember, she said the Ronin group text was like, they all hated each other. I hope it's not like that anymore. We'll see it. Bravo.
You kind of got that vibe.
Yeah.
Even Ubo went in on the group messages. They exposed some of them the first episode. Mm. I have yet to get around. I watched maybe 10 minutes of the second part. And then Ocean.
A lot of them, I do like how they, I know there are stories, but they did, it's one of the housewives that I've seen, all of them taking a little bit of accountability, other than a couple of, things. But most of them are like, I'm sorry, Sai saying that she gets hangry because she doesn't, eat meat, so she has to eat every 3 hours and things like that. It's like, I can understand. And for you to just say, I thought, the accountability on a good amount of subjects was, I was like, all right, you can see that they are close, but you can also see how, they're sisters and butt fucking heads.
Yeah. I actually really enjoy them. I'm excited that they'll be back on my TV screen. Salt Lake, not much happened. I was blown away by Monica at Angie. Never thought I'd be a fan of Angie K. Love Angie K. Monica's kind of losing me. They go to Angie's house. By the way, I think I want to marry a Greek man.
Why?
I just love everything about it.
Okay.
There are a lot of very
hot,
great Greek men in Utah,
well,
too.
I'm going there and marrying one because I am obsessed, okay? Everything about it. Anyway.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
What made you think that?
Because I watched Angie K had Easter at her home, and just all of the things that they do in that culture is just beautiful, and it resonated with me, and I was like, I want a Greek man. And I'm not Greek, so I can't. I'm going to have to marry someone to actually be a part of it.
You hear that, Greek men?
And now all of them know what they can go and watch to kind of get you going.
You see that? No, I'm so excited for my Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
Is that a thing?
I think that's fully happening.
Rush Hour
is my
something
Big
else is
Fat Greek
too,
Wedding
right?
3 coming out soon.
Guys, I've
now
never
I had to
seen
chuck
that
Rush
movie.
Hour.
Is to it? Who? It says to who?
To who?
Anyway, They're at Angie K's for Easter. Monica brings her mom and her kids. Monica and Angie get into it. Really, Monica's just getting into it with herself, and Angie is just trying to, like, stay neutral. Monica's mom comes up and starts trying to get Monica to calm down. Granted, I think Monica's mom wants her 15 minutes. Absolutely. Because it was like, leave her alone, dude. Right. She doesn't want you talking to her. But then Monica sits back down. The mom comes up and she's like, you need to stop it, after she's told her 15 times. And it's not going well, by the way. And Monica goes, me stop it? Tell her to stop it. I'm like, oh my God, you're a child. Yeah. You're a fucking child. Yeah. What the fuck is happening? You're a grown-ass woman telling your mom to tell your other grown-ass friend to stop it. Monica decides to leave. She tells her kids, let's go. And it was absolutely heartbreaking. Her little girl says, but what about the Easter hunt? They're having the best time. When I tell you, I sobbed.
That's heartbreaking. What would you do in that situation? If I'm a mom, I'm staying and I'm going, fuck it. I'm ignoring you and I'm letting my kids have fun.
Let me tell you something. If I'm in your home, I'm not bossing up to you. I'm going to tell you I'm so grateful that you invited me. Let's have this conversation when children are not around. Let's have a great day. Celebrate Easter and the reason why we're here. And my kid is going to have the best fucking time. And she is absolutely not paying for this petty bullshit between grown-ass women. All right?
Yeah.
It's not happening. I don't care if I'm filming a show or not. Mm-hmm. This is my child's day. She's having fun. I'm putting on my big girl pants. I thought it was really, really sad.
Amen.
And I was very annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
This sweet little girl who asked about the Easter egg hunt. Like, it chokes me up. Yeah. How weird is that?
Because you have a baby and you know what it would do to ocean, because it can, you know, you've been there.
Fuck is that? Am I crying over her leave for Easter?
No, but that's, I got goosebumps. That's heartbreaking.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, I cried on size, just in the car, just barely when we were driving.
No. What about her mom?
About her mom.
Yeah.
It's this fucking eclipse. I'm telling you.
What's happening?
I'm not kidding you. I want to go and crawl into bed.
We're crying about emotions. Housewives. What is going on?
Do we have any tissues, producer John?
We're fine. I have this little bag or something.
I got a Chili's hoodie.
All right. Okay, it's fine. Maybe. It's all good. That's what I learned from Salt Lake. Oh. Also, Salt Lake is awesome. I was balls deep in Southern Charm this weekend.
Okay, so I need to watch Southern Charm because I've heard forever it's so good.
I do like it.
You do?
So she told me, she was like, hey, can
fantastic.
You, just so we can talk about it. So I watched two episodes just to have an idea.
Yeah.
FYI. Don't know names yet.
Okay.
Getting there.
Okay.
Making my cheat sheet, but I actually really, really enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah. The people are like, I like all of the cast. Like,
really?
All of the,
okay. I'm going to, I don't know why I'm acting shocked. I've heard it's fantastic. Yeah.
Okay. So everyone is saying that this storyline that's going on. So we have Shep, who was dating Taylor.
Okay.
We have Austin.
Are you making
who was dating Olivia.
Event
diagram. We should put a whiteboard.
These guys, we really should.
Besties. These girls, besties. All right. Do you see this? These two are together. 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 Do you see it on here?
Okay. Yes.
Do you see how it's working?
Yeah.
They break up. Taylor, who's a Bible bumper.
Mm. Mm.
hooks up with Austin, her ex's best friend and her best friend's ex. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They claim they didn't have sex. They've been lying about kissing for a while now.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but at this age,
Taylor,
if you kiss, you fuck.
You smashed. You smashed.
Yeah.
Taylor, the Bible bumper, also sent a nude picture to Shep's other friend, Whitney, whose mom is fabulous.
Who was the one who spilled the tea, right?
Who's the one, yeah. And the reason we know that Whitney got a nude picture from Bible Bumpin' Taylor is because Whitney's fabulous Southern mother spilled that tea. And she goes, and then there's the nude photograph that I guess we're not talking about. And Taylor tries to tell Shep, because Shep calls her on it and says, you sent a nude picture. She goes, you couldn't see anything. It was dark. Couldn't see anything. They sit down at the table. Shep says, we squashed it. Taylor's like, yeah, Everyone, you couldn't see anything that I sent to Whitney. That did happen, but you couldn't see anything. My girl fucking Madison LaCroix, hot as fuck, goes, I saw your tits and your vagina. And she's like this. Bible bumper's like, fuck. You guys, this season's fucking awesome.
Oh, I need to watch.
They brought in 2 million views a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Everyone again is saying, oh, it's a, they're trying to repeat Scandoval. Let me tell you something. If you go back onto Madison LaCroix's Instagram, they had a Day Chaser, which is Taylor's booze company that she's trying to promote. It's not hers, but she's promoting it. They go to a Day Chaser party. Madison has on, the theme was like skier. She has on a black headband, cute sunglasses, black little jacket. Okay? If you go back on her Instagram, when this was already very much a storyline, this was episode 5. That was filmed. She took a picture, posted it on IG in January. Okay? Mm. That was well before Scandoval even broke. This was their storyline. And if they had been, if this was episode 5, that means they had been filming for 5 weeks, give or take. That would have put us at the end of November, give or take. This was happening. This was going to be their story, whether Scandoval happened or not.
Yeah.
Okay? It's actually really shitty that the way it works out.
That right. Came hit first.
Right.
Right.
Because these people would be on Dancing with the Fucking Stars right now. All right? This season's fucking good. Mm. I can't get enough of it. I really can't.
No, it's good.
And wow.
Making me horny talking about
it. Wow.
Not because of all the hooking up, just because when something is so good, that really gets me going.
That gets you going.
Good TV is what gets me wet.
Okay. Listen up, Greek men.
Give her a euro and a towel and a good show.
By the way, have you guys ever sent nudes?
No.
Never my face in them.
No. Like I said, I've never.
Early college, for sure. It was the thing. 2010, 2011, you know?
I remember a friend of mine in the 8th grade took a picture and sent it to someone, just her boobs, and she was like this. 14. I was like, what is she doing? It made its round, you know?
Yeah.
It went around the school, and I was
which
like,
is so heartbreaking.
Didn't hit
that
the
happened.
Younger grades.
No, that happened to a friend of mine, and it makes the rounds, and that's like so sad.
I don't know how many people send nudes, but I feel like our generation doesn't as much because we were like the first ones with cell phones in that grade. So like when you did, you were scarred either from it or from somebody you knew. So you're like, I'm never fucking doing that.
Yeah.
So I've sent nudes to like my boyfriends at the time.
That's what it was. I've never sent it on unsolicited, number one.
To like some random guy that you're talking to.
Never. It has to be a relationship. And then I'm like,
absolutely.
Yeah. You've never sent a nude?
Guys, I may have sent one to my ex, maybe. Okay. Oh. I think I bet, if anything, but it's just like...
I feel like nude guy pics are weird.
There you go.
Yes, it's nude. Like, you only have one thing. You're not going to send a picture of your asshole.
Like, if I were to... I think if when I send there. Photos, like, it would just be, like, shirtless in bed, like, you know, faceless.
That's
but tattoos
not even
give
nude.
It away.
Oh, I guess if you have your penis in it.
No, I would cover that because it's a junk package. I feel like I look at my body nude before getting in the shower and I'm like, there's no way this is ever going. Like, how is this attractive to any lady?
Yeah.
Or it's the female body is just so pretty.
Yeah.
And then male body is just like, no matter how shaped you are as a man, it's just like somebody just threw Play-Doh at it.
It looks like kind of like there. You taking a nude photo. It just looks like kind of. Like you're at the doctor's office and they're like, here's
your physical
anatomy
picture. It's just like nothing.
Dick, scrotum, ball sack, kneecap, anus.
Anus.
Anus. Bend over.
Why is that the funniest
Gooch.
Word?
Speaking of though, what? I got my dad's old Playboys and I was going through them.
Yeah.
Bush era.
Stop.
Oh, we love the Bush.
Bush League.
Remember when people tried to be like, the Bush is coming back. Never. Never.
Are you joking with all the lasering? That shit ain't coming back.
Never.
Patchy vaginas would come back.
I don't want any hair.
Because we've all been lasered, but it's like really, like, you really got to have the right skin tone, right hair texture to get that laser to really pick up the root and rip it, right? Like laser it to its core.
Ouch.
So you're really just getting, instead of bush vagina, it's like patchy bush vagina if you want it to grow out.
Which, by the way, if you have a bush and you're rocking it and you love it, good for you.
Dude, I have
never
friends that have the bush.
I mean,
yeah, and they show it to me. And I'm like, it looks like it's going to eat me.
Here's the thing. Do you, just like if you're about to go and, you know, get a little foreplay going and things of that nature, I don't know, clean up.
It's not my vibe.
My one friend, I was like telling her, you can't have a bush. And then she was like, all right, then I'm going to do something. And I was like, you know what?
Dude,
now that I think about it, you're like married and shit. And
actually, now thinking about it,
and I've got a Mr. Bigglesworth. And like, where you at? So like, keep the bush, dude. Keep the fucking bush.
Right.
It obviously.
Who am I to say?
Maybe I'll get a bush. Maybe that's where how you find good men is they're sticking around even with a bush. Anyway.
Not after these laser sessions, you won't.
That's what I know.
Those are my favorite sessions.
Have a patchy beard down
Don't report me to HR for saying that.
For saying what?
I am HR.
Those are my favorite sessions.
We don't have an HR. Or I'd be in a lot of trouble making Jessica take content in my laser appointment with me having to hold my ass cheeks.
Hold her ass cheeks on her stomach, holding her own ass cheeks open. Ass like popped up a little because you got to get in there. And she's going, ow, ow. And it's like, zzz, zzz, and I'm crying laughing. It is so funny.
I always ask first. Like when you took a picture of me naked, like a couple years ago, I asked, do you feel comfortable taking a nude photo of me? Because if you don't, it's okay.
I don't even know if it got to that.
If you don't, you're still going to have to do it. You're going to have to be all right with it.
I would never force anybody to do that.
I don't think it got to that. I think I was saying, we need to take a good nude in this. That's what it was. And then you were like, do you feel comfortable? I'm like, I'm literally...
It's my idea. We're a bunch of fucking weirdos. All right. It's my favorite time of the podcast. Ache and relief of the week. My ache is that Matthew Perry passed away at the age of 54. Our beloved Chandler Bing.
Mm.
Devastating. I heard from his memoir that he had relapsed between 60. Again, I don't know how he passed away. But it's just crazy that I was celebrating 5 years of sobriety and then this pops up, you know, talking about his memoir that he said he relapsed 60 to 70 times. That's a lot of fight to put up for your life. And I just, there like, every movie that he's been in, what was it, the Whole Nine Yards? You know what I'm talking about, Easton? With Bruce Willis. Matthew Perry, we watched at Easton with Brandon, our older brother. And then Friends that, like, I watch all the time.
And
we
Brandon,
all did.
Brandon reminded me of the Chandler.
He had, like, something with the mouth, right? They had, like,
something
the
with
same
the mouth.
Mannerisms.
Yes, and, like, when Chandler would get manic and, like, do things, that's how Brandon kind of is. So,
our
like,
older brother,
Our older brother. So it was, like, we loved Chandler Bing.
He brought Chandler Bing, Matthew Perry brought so much joy to people.
No.
He had such kind eyes and such a sweet smile. So I didn't know him, but I feel like I'm going to miss him. Also, crazy fact, actually. You guys know I'm obsessed with Dateline. Matthew Perry's stepdad is Keith Morrison.
I know. I saw him there, and I thought he was there to do like something about like a piece on it because I was like, whoa. And then he walked over, and then I like read a little more, and I was
saw
like,
him where?
"What at the?"
There were photos taken
at the house.
Yeah, and he was crossing through the yellow tape, and it does look like he's going and doing his job for Dateline or something.
Well, because I never put that; I just assume. But
wow. Terrible.
And I want to say my relief of the week is, I think it's going to be BravoCon.
Yay!
Although I am very nervous because I have social anxiety. I know it doesn't show, but I do. I'm very excited.
You should be, because every time you go out and do that stuff, you look very natural. When we were on stage, I was thinking, like, why does she ever get nervous? Because you really can just go out and just do it.
Yeah, and
I fake it. I fake it every time.
You're fucking killing it, so keep faking it.
It works.
Because you're making it. No, you do very well, so I don't think you should be nervous at all.
Thanks, babe. What is your ache and relief, East?
My ache is also Matthew Perry and Chandler Bing and just, because that was like my whole childhood, you know?
Yeah.
How many seasons? 9?
Oh. I think 10.
10?
Yeah, Seinfeld was 9.
Okay.
Friends
was
10.
Think of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, decade of our lives. Like, I was watching that, and Brandon loved it, so then I started watching it, and then that's when I put... So, yeah, that's my ache of the week, and then my relief is going to be probably BravoCon as well. Like,
yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah, we got TT at BravoCon.
I got some friends out there that I'm going to go hang out with. We got some good dinners. Calvin Cobb will be there as well.
Calvin Cobb. Love it.
Calvin Cobb.
Perfect.
So those are mine.
Fun. We're excited to have you. Jersiker.
My ache, obviously Matthew Perry, but my ache was I went and after I went home a few months ago, I got adjusted by my brother's girlfriend, Dr. Allie Benkart, and I felt like a new woman. The whole Dustin bit you did or the whole Dustin story you said about getting your back cracked, felt like a new woman. So I decided this past weekend, I said, I'm going to do it again. It's going to be the same. Of course, it's mostly the same. Not the same. I went, it matters. Chiropractors, right? Chiropractors.
Yeah.
Matter. Allie, you're a freaking magician. Also a musician, but a magician. And no, because it was not good. And I was like, what is this? It was just like awkward and it hurt. And then I started getting nervous because I'm like, what if they like do something to my spine? It was not good. I'm not going to say where it was, but it matters. So all of the good chiropractors out there, congrats on being so good because it's a hard job.
It's an amazing art.
Yeah, it's an amazing art. And then my relief is BravoCon. BravoCon. I've never been to a BravoCon before. I'll be popping in and out. Easton and I will maybe be sharing locations.
No, we have to.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that throws me through. Yeah.
We have the whole game. We should have done a podcast there next time.
Damn it. Next year.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Next year. Is it going to be in Vegas next year?
We never know.
Fingers
we
crossed.
Never know. You guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. Reminder that if you're listening here right now to go on, because we have YouTube now where you can watch this podcast.
Comment, like, and subscribe.
Correct. The YouTube channel is up and running and this will air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. I love you guys so much. Happy hump day. I'll see some of you at BravoCon, I am sure. I love you. Catch you next time.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.